Hi again, Chad and Christy, your hosts for our Theme Parks and Recs podcast, episode number 50, if you can believe that. That's because there is always something going on with our theme parks here in Florida, festivals and different special events and deals and discounts and rumors and insider tips, and that is what this podcast is all about. And before we get to Halloween, which is coming, Hallowscream is set to open in just a couple of weeks. Before then, Busch Gardens is doing something new called Beer Fest. It's sort of a new take on Oktoberfest. We were out last weekend for the first weekend, did a live broadcast, got to sample some of the food. It's like a take on traditional German fare, but sort of like a hip, trendy way of presenting it. Mm-hmm. So we're going to tell you about some of those foods, and I know you're excited, Christy, because they're setting up next door right now, ready to show you exactly how to make one of the special items you can get at Beer Fest.
Yes, Chef Jim, who leads the culinary team at Busch Gardens, particularly when they do have special events like this, one of their features this year at Beer Fest is a fresh summer salad with watermelon and heirloom tomatoes. And he is going to show me. We're going to film a video so we can show everybody else. And I just know it's going to be delicious.
So that's going to be posted up on our Theme Parks and Recs page as well. You can just go to themeparksandrecs.com. And that will lead you to the page to watch that video on how to make the summer salad from Busch Gardens Beer Fest. One thing, though, before we get to Peter Lynch, who is our guest today. He's in the events department and also part of the entertainment team at Busch Gardens. He is going to give us a little sneak peek at Hallowscream, but also tell us more about how to get a discount at Busch Gardens right now. So he is standing by in a second to talk to me while Christy films the video on how to make the special salad. We do want to make one other announcement. If you enjoy going to Adventure Island, we know it could be a crazy year every single year with the weather, but this year, you know, it started out really, really cold early on in the season, and now they're saying it's probably going to continue to be in the 90s well into September and October. So Adventure Island is doing something pretty cool. Normally, they close down for the year right around October 1st. They're staying open until October 28th this year. So it's a full extra month to experience Adventure Island and ride all the rides and the wave pool and everything else that's fun to do with the family.
Well, and why not? Because it stays so stinking hot for so long here. Take advantage of it, especially because things are kind of settled in with the school year. And you definitely need those opportunities to go and play a little bit.
And I did get a chance to talk to a few folks in the events department and entertainment department. And I said, you know what you should do? Now that you're staying open late with Adventure Island into the end of October, you should do like a haunted pool party and have some of the characters from Hallowscream invade Adventure Island. I had about four different people go, whether or not that happens, which would be brilliant, we will make sure to let you know first. I'm going to make another call and see if we can get that done. Maybe we can even go as zombies, Christy, and help the invasion.
And you know what the difference would be with that and any other given day?
What's that?
Nothing. We're zombies on any given day.
All right. So I'm going to let you run next door, Christy, and start filming the video on how to make the special summer salad from Beer Fest at Busch Gardens.
On it.
And now I'm going to invite into our podcast Peter Lynch, who is in the events department and also the entertainment department at Busch Gardens, to let us know all about what is coming up over the next couple of weeks with Beer Fest and a sneak peek at Hallowscream. So, Peter, thanks for coming in and hanging out with us. What I think is great about what Busch Gardens has done is if you've been to Food and Wine, you have unique food selections there. If you've been to Summer Nights, unique food selections. And Beer Fest the exact same way, that you guys have chefs that put together these culinary experiences to pair up with the different beers that you can experience in Oktoberfest. I just think is such a cool, unique idea. Now, have you had a chance to sample all of the foods? Do you have a favorite? Is there like a, hey, I would go have this first?
Definitely not all of the items yet. I have had the opportunity to try a lot of the menu items. And what I think is great about it is how vast the menu is. If you can try everything in the four weekends we have coming, then I'd be very impressed. But from what I have tried, I personally love the Reuben croquettes. It's everything great about a Reuben sandwich, all crammed into this flavorful little croquette. And it's paired with this sauce. It just really kind of gives it a kick. And that was one of my favorites. There's these awesome seasoned macaroni fried bites. If you're into that sort of, you know, cheesy goodness, a little sinful desire there. And of course, the beer all pairs with it really well. You've got ciders as well. If you're not into beer, you don't have to try beer. We've got frozen drinks, we got ciders, and we have some grapefruit flavored beers. So there's just things across the board to try.
And what I love is when we first got there, because when we knew this is sort of a new spin on Oktoberfest, there's going to be standards. And Christy said, well, I want to find like a bratwurst or a knockwurst or whatever. And what I love is where you go to that little cabin to get those, they named it the best of the worst. Because it's all the different ones. And I got to tell everybody, the curry wurst, delicious. But I love curry, but I'd never ever thought about putting like a curry sauce on a bratwurst, which tasted like it had been soaked in beer, like you should do it. So that is what I would highly recommend for everybody to try it. If you haven't yet, you need to try that.
I do. That actually, I do love curry. My roommate's Indian and he incorporates it in all of our meals. So that sounds like something to try. And actually, the beauty of our menu is there is a little descriptor for each food that you can look at, and it kind of gives you a rundown of what you can expect from each dish. So yeah, a little adventure, if you will, for the guests.
And these cabins are located, for those that have been to Busch Gardens before, I always say down by the wallabies and the kangaroos. What is that a specific area of Busch Gardens called?
So it goes towards our hospitality house, which is... it's over in our bird garden section
okay,
of the
bird
park.
Gardens.
So if you look on the map, leaving the Moroccan village, when you come into the park, you can see the bird garden. So you just head down that way. You'll see a big old archway. It says Beer Fest. And the cabins are all uniformly designed, so you can't miss it.
And it's amazing that you guys took this opportunity for sort of like the calm before the storm, really, of like the 4 weeks before you jump right into Hollow Scream, because that's what everybody thinks about with Busch Gardens. And I know you had your auditions, and we mentioned it on our podcast for everybody that wanted to audition to be a part of that, which I've never done, but would love to. So if you just need a fill in for one night, throw the zombie makeup on me and I'm good to go. Christy is a weenie. She will not do it. I will do it. So just keep that in mind. But when does Hollow Scream start? Like, what is the opening date, or do you know yet how long it goes or how many nights it is?
Yeah, it's going to start on September 21st, and it's going to be select days of the weekends all the way till the end of October. So the last weekend of October.
And I know earlier this summer you were running like an unbelievable deal to get the tickets. Is there still some sort of a discount going on prior to? Because I always say it's a great idea to get your tickets in advance.
It definitely is, because the deals are only as good as they'll be when you see them now. So you got to check out the website, check out social media, BushGardensTampa.com. You'll see all of our current deals. We do have a college student deal going on right now. So if you guys go on and check that out as soon as possible, I'd highly recommend it.
And do they have like, are they going to do again this year, like a pass that's like a front of the line pass? I mean, I assume that they probably will. That was a great thing last year. I mean, for those people that are like, I want to make sure that I experience every single one of them. I would highly recommend not only getting your ticket in advance, but also checking out to see if that's an opportunity. Now, I know that you're in the events department, but you're also part of the entertainment group over at Busch Gardens. So if somebody wants to try to secretly search out Peter during Hollow Scream, what are you going to be taking part in this year?
Well, we do have our Fiends show over in Stanleyville Theater, and that's, you know, a classic show for Hollow Scream. It's been changing throughout the years, and there's always new funny current event jokes going on. It's a little bit of humor to Hollow Scream. So if you want to take a break from the frights and the fear, head on over to Stanleyville Theater, and we have Fiends for you.
Do I have to walk through clowns to get to it? Is there a secret back way? That's the only thing, you know, going through the houses over there is no problem. Everybody pushes me to the front, and I don't have a problem with that. But when you guys have like a zone where there's like clowns, and I know I'm not the only one, which is obviously why you have clowns in certain areas. Is there a clown zone this year?
I wouldn't be surprised if you saw some clowns roaming around. For me, it's the lost children. That is my clowns. I am terrified of these little kids giggling in the dark. You see like a teeter totter kind of creaking on its own. And I personally love getting scared, so I'm cool with it. But I do have friends that just kind of want to tag along. And if you're not too into the fear, there are safe zones throughout the park. There's going to be quiet spots. And I'd recommend nuggeting yourself in between a bunch of friends and just hoping for the best. But
now, somebody told me that if you have a flashlight or shine your phone or something like that, it tells them that you don't want to be scared. Have you heard that before? Is that true?
I personally haven't, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, that kind of is a good indicator. Our actors are really receptive. So if you don't want to be scared, you can just kind of let them know as you're walking through, kind of give a signal, just Don't do it, dude. And I think they'll respond pretty well.
Or it was just my friends playing a prank on me, and really what it means is come after me if I shine the light, right? That's what it means. We'll leave it a mystery for anybody. Try it. Don't try it. You can tell me if it worked or tell me if it doesn't work. So this is very exciting, though, for Beer Fest. We're definitely going to get back out there and get the there's a lanyard that you can get that you can kind of punch as you go, which also kind of speeds things up too. And are they like the sampler lanyard or sampler card, or what's the name for those?
Yep. It's our Beer Fest sample lanyard.
Okay.
It comes in two different capacities. You can get a 5 sample lanyard or you can get a 10 sample lanyard. If you are an annual pass holder, you can get a 12 sample lanyard for the price of a 10.
That's so awesome.
You get, you know, an extra beer and an extra food item right there.
All
for
right.
you.
So if you want to get the scoop on Beer Fest or Hallow Scream, it's bushgardenstampa.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Peter, thanks for coming in and hanging out on the podcast with us.
Thank you, Chad. I appreciate it.
And that's going to do it for episode 50 of our Theme Parks and Recs podcast. We appreciate you downloading and listening. And if you've missed any past episodes, there's a cool new way for you to be able to listen to all of them. And that is through our brand new B98.7 FM app, which you can download, of course, through Google Play or in the iTunes App Store. It's really cool. It's been revamped and a lot of special features, one of which is the ability to just click right on there on each individual episode of our podcast so you can listen to them anytime. And again, if you want to search iTunes, it's B98.7 FM. And if you want to also check out the video that Christy has just finished on how to make the special summer salad that you can only get at Busch Gardens Beer Fest, that video is up, as well as past episodes on our website, which is themeparksandrecs.com. That's spell out and theme parks and Rex, RECS.com. And you can also go to B987FM.com to the podcast page on there as well. So again, thanks so much. We will catch you again for episode 51 when we head down the road to give you the inside scoop of what's going on this year at the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot. Also, Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios just about ready to get started. So we'll have some insider tips on that as well.